Hola, hola, yo soy Debbie Elías. Bienvenida a mi programa Español en Segundos. Hey, hi, welcome to this podcast, Spanish in Seconds. My name is Debbie Elías, and I'm very happy that you're here. I am in Mexico right now, so I am saying hello from Mexico. And actually, in this podcast, I want to talk a little bit about my background, and I want to give you the big picture about Spanish. Spanish tenses. Yes, I'm going to talk about grammar, but in overall. Like, I'm going to be talking about the main three things that as a component for Spanish, and it's going to be very, very easy for you to grasp it, okay? So if you are a pioneer, if you are a beginner in this journey, you are in the right episode. Okay, so I was born and raised in Mexico. Nací y crecí en México, and I remember having English classes since I was a kid, maybe since I was in elementary school. I did had in junior high school, of course, at college, I did have classes, English classes, but guess what? I was not able to speak English. And this was a horrible frustration for me. But the moment that this frustration like kicked in, like horrible kick in, was when I was in college and I had the opportunity to pick a university outside of my country to go and study, you know, like a student exchange. So the frustration was right there. When I realized that I couldn't pick a college, university, that it was maybe in England or United States, because I was not able to speak English. I was not confident writing English. So how I would go to these countries if I didn't have the language, right? So this frustration helped me a lot to push myself for the extra mile, and I start speaking English. This specific story I'm going to talk to you about maybe another episode, but I just want you to know that I do know what it is to be studying a language and not being able to use it. So my first message is, please use your Spanish. If you know how to say hola, and that's it, you don't know anything else, please go walk into your office tomorrow and say, hola. Do you know what? With this specific action, maybe your coworker, maybe your boss is going to say, like, oh, I didn't know you speak Spanish. And then you're going to say, well, actually, I don't. That's the only word that I said. And then they're going to say, hey, why you don't come to this Spanish meetup that we have on Friday? Hey, why you don't come with us and my friends to Taco Tuesday? We speak Spanish all the time right there on Tuesday. Come and join us. So you never know what kind of opportunities are going to come if you don't let yourself out there as you speak Spanish. So please do it. Use it. It's not yours. That Spanish that you know, it's not yours, okay? You don't own it. You have to use it, okay? Thank you. Okay, and so number two, I want to talk to you about the big picture, as I said before, the overall tenses, the overall about grammar tenses in Spanish. And this is three parts. I'm going to say number one, two, and three. So number one and three is the same structure that we have in English. Number one, we use tenses to talk about real things. Like in English, we say, I have a cat. In Spanish, it will say, tengo un gato. So that is a fact. By the way, yes, I do have a cat. So that is real. It's happening, right? Now, number three, if we go to part number three, we have the commands. It is... do your homework, haz tu tarea, clean your room, limpia tu cuarto. But in number two, it's subjuntivo. So subjuntivo, or not real things, are those things that we think We doubt, we desire, we hope, but they are not real. When we say, I hope you have a great day, well, I'm hoping, but it's not a fact that you are going to have a good day, but we use subjuntivo. If I desire something good for you, it's not a fact. I'm just saying something nice to you, but it's not a fact. So I have to use subjuntivo because it's not real yet. So there you go. Right there you have the three main parts, the three components of Spanish, the Spanish grammar tenses, and the difference between Spanish and English. That was easy, huh? Remember, 1, 2, 3. Real things, 2, not real things or subjuntivo, and 3, commands. Okay, I hope you like this overall about Spanish that I gave you. And please don't forget to visit my planet, www.spanishinseconds.com. Y recuerda, yo soy Debbie y me encanta enseñar español. Español es precioso y sí es muy amplio, así que para eso estoy para aquí. Para ayudarte, okay? So remember, yes, Spanish is beautiful, but at the same time, it's a little bit big in knowledge. So that's why I'm here for you. So I hope I can see you next Friday, okay? Please subscribe so you don't miss any of the... Soy Debbie y te mando un beso gordo. This is Debbie and I send you a big, big kiss.